your terms run out. Then I was reinstated again for another 6 years later, and then the last time was for 4 years.
How long is it when you elect the board? Was you at the meeting when the board was elected?
Not this last board, no. In fact, I would have been on the board still, but somehow they don't tell you your time's up or they're going to replace you. You just show up and they say you're not on the board anymore, which was never right. It used to be an 11-person board, and then somehow it got knocked down to 6. But it should still be 11, because 6 people still can't make, no, they can make the proper decisions if the right people are in there. But for 4 people, I understand there's only 4 on the board right now. There might be 5, I'm not sure, but last I was told there was 4. And 2 of them are husband and wife.
As a charter member, did you get a notice that it was going to be so?
No, I did not. I didn't find out about this till Friday night. And then I started scurrying Saturday and talking to Doug and some other people, and it just started upsetting me more and more every time I thought about it. But the Taney Center was not built. There was a gentleman who donated quite a bit of money. I can't think of his name. He passed away. What was that gentleman's name? Lived in Forsyth? Roy Donahue. Roy Donahue gave a lot of money while it was being built, and then when he passed away, there was over $20,000 that he gave out of his money that he willed to the Taney Center to keep it as it was. So there is a lot of people that was involved in the Taney Center. Any other questions? Please. I'll be glad to answer. I can tell you everything that's in that Taney Center, from nut and bolt to screw and nail, and what's been done to it while I was there. I was told that there was, I don't even know if there's any money left in it, but if not, money can be raised. I do know a lot of people that would donate, myself personally would donate money to keep it going, to pay the electric, to pay the insurance, and the water, and anything else. But I know I can raise money very quickly to put some in the account. And if the board is tired of being on the board, all they got to do is say something. And I know quite a few people that would step up, including myself, to take it back over and bring the money back in. Again, I have nothing against the church. I think it's great. I don't think the facility's big enough for them to build another church beside the Taney Center and then use the Taney Center as a youth building or whatever they were going to use it for. But there's not enough ground there if the congregation is as big as I'm hearing it's going to be.
Well, according to the assessor's report, it's 5.86 tenths of an acre. That's 5 acres.
So but most of it's all in the back and it goes downhill. Many years ago, we made walking trails through there and put little benches and that some people. But it does drop off quite a ways. A lot of that acreage is non-usable unless you bring a lot of fill in to fill it up. But as far as moving it back in and taking the woods out, there's not enough ground there. There really is not. And to put a sewer system in that they would have to need for that many people, is not feasible. I think they can find better pieces of ground, and I hope they keep renting the Taney Center on Sundays until the congregation gets to where they need to be. I'm all for them, but not to take over the Taney Center at all.
You said put a sewer system. It's not on a...
Well, it's got a septic system, but it's a very small septic tank is what it has. I can tell you exactly where it's at. How many feet from the building? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to come up?
John Wyatt, J-O-H-N-W-Y-A-T-T. I've not seen a charter for the Taney Center except, you know, what Mr. Persinger here had brought in, and I don't assume it's, you know, a complete charter. I never knew how the board members were elected. I don't know if the current board has been elected. One of them told me it was a volunteer position. All right. I call into question the legitimacy of their board. If it is legal, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but not every decision that you make that is legal is ethical. A lot of things that, you know, somebody can do that's legal that might, that probably violates their code of conduct. I appreciate the commissioners letting us have this meeting, and I would encourage the church to get together with the commissioners, get together with the community. This hasn't happened, and see if there's a compromise that can be worked out. All right. If there's enough ground, you know, for the church to build something and us retain the Taney Center, maybe that's a compromise. But if it's a right thing to do, it doesn't have to be done Tuesday. It may be in the best interest of everybody on all sides to hold off and talk and, you know, wait and see what we can work out. So.
Well, perhaps the board, and I don't think I see any members here, perhaps they could get you, gentlemen, a copy, and ladies, of the minutes where they were elected. If they're a duly elected board, then I've been told as a nonprofit organization that they have the right. Once you appoint the board members to that board, they have the right to do what they do. So if from what I have been told is that if you determine they are a duly elected board, they've got the minutes of when they were elected, and if according to your charter, your bylaws, that it was abided by, the commission has no say in this, is what I've been told, that then determining if it's ethical, if it was the intent of all those that raised money or that have shares in it. I know of some that do have shares in it, but they were bought like the Taney County Federated Republican Women bought when. And there's a letter here somewhere that Catherine Braden sent. She wanted read. Due to the coronavirus, they're unable to come. She was advised that they're high risk. But anyway, everything that I have been advised is that the county commission has no authority in it. It's if the board, if they can show that they were duly elected, then I've been told that they can act on behalf. I'm not, and so I'm sure that
there is no legal duly election on the board. It is actually just asked and appointed, and when you're supposed to have terms, 4 years, 6 year terms, 2 year terms. The president then, at the end of that year or at the end of the term session, is then elected by the board. Nobody is officially elected whatsoever on that board. It is just asked and volunteered.
But it'll show in your minutes, though, when?
I don't know if they take minutes. They'd have to show the minutes. You know, to say, but there is, they should have minutes for every meeting. There used to be minutes every time I was there that was always taken. Alice Wyman took minutes for many, many years. But nobody is officially elected whatsoever on that board. We just ask, volunteer, and say, we have a 2-year spot open, we have a 4-year spot open. And that's how it is supposed to be done. I don't know if it's being done that way or not, but it's immaterial. If the board members are not wanting to be on the board anymore, and they feel that they're tired of it, then they should ask other people to be on that board, which legally they have no right whatsoever to sell that, because there's nobody officially elected or voted on to the public or anything. It's just strictly a volunteer board, and that's all.
Mr. Craig, you want to state your name for the record, please?
Yeah, and by the way, thank you all.
You might want to read that when you're through.
I read them.
She wanted it read on the record.
Oh, you want me to read it?
You can probably read better than me.
Capital R-O-B-E-R-T, Craig, C-R-A-I-G. And this is from Catherine Braden. As an early 80s investor in the Taney Center and volunteering consistently for fundraisers, the Taney County Republican women certainly have a vested interest in the center, and members do not want to see it change from its intended use as a community center. In fact, many people have purchased shares and were allowed to vote for the board of directors at an annual event. The last time the Taney County Republican Women's Club had voted on the shares they had purchased in the early 80s was prior to the untimely death of Rowena Robinson, who kept the calendar and books for the Taney Center. Rwanda was also a member of the Taney County Republicans Women and asked to vote our shares. I would think it would be the best interest of the citizens of Taney County to keep the building for the use it was originally intended. It would be fitting and proper for the Taney County Commission to take over the building and grounds and appoint a board of directors that would take the initiative to see the funds were always available for the upkeep of the community center. Many people have called and assured me they too would like to see the center continue for the use of its original intent. They also expressed the concern that the going offered presented by the investor was entirely too small. I personally would like to see the minutes of the meeting where the board of directors voted to sell the building and would like to know who appraised the value of said property. I would be there in person, but because of my concerns over the coronavirus and my challenged health conditions, I've determined that I should stay home. Sincerely, Catherine Braden.
Hey, I
cannot. Who's got a pair of glasses? Hello, John. Hey, that's a lot better. All right, here is another letter. Members of the County Commission, Mike, Sheila, and Brandon. Hey, they're on first name with y'all. I'm writing to you on behalf of my concerns over the possibility of the sale of the Taney Center, which I only learned of last week. My first thought is it regards to the chairs owned by people initiated by the need to have a community building in our area. Have all of us shareholders had a chance to vote our voice and opinion? I think not. I used to be part of the group.